a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the morning off. KSL's top story this hour.
Severe Utah weather.
All lanes just reopened this morning, hours after a huge pileup on I-15 in Millard County that happened during a dust storm. 7 people died and many others were injured. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Severe Utah weather. Mary?
Amanda, and the pictures that the Highway Patrol sent us show just how truly devastating and damaging this sandstorm, or dust storm as we should call it, and the resulting pileup were. All lanes north and southbound finally reopened about 4 a.m. Authorities have reported at least 7 people dead, several others taken to the hospital in critical condition. It looked like at least 20 vehicles were involved in these crashes. It was either one big pileup or multiple kind of crashes all around each other in that same area around 4:30 p.m. High winds caused all that dust and dirt to swirl around, and no one could see as they drove south through Millard County. And there might have even been more cars involved that moved on to the next exit, and the Highway Patrol would like to hear from those drivers as well. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Parts of southern Utah also dealt with some serious flash flooding over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson continues our team coverage. Severe Utah weather.
By about 4:30, the National Weather Service issued severe weather alerts for areas including Parowan and Cedar City. Several inches of rain fell at Coal Creek, causing Highway 14 to be closed. Flash flood warnings sounded for the North Fork of the Virgin River and other parts of Zion National Park. We also heard from KSL traffic troopers who sent us video of flooding and the Tucker Turnout in the Spanish Fork area. Most of the harsh weather had moved out by 7. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A massive search is underway in neighboring Arizona for a missing teen. ABC's Lionel Moise reports.
A grandmother remaining hopeful.
We want our sweet girl home. We know she's coming home.
Officials say the 16-year-old called 911 in rising floodwaters and was spotted by crews shortly after. But during a rescue attempt, she was swept out of her car and carried downstream.
The water was only at her knees at the time she called for help. The water quickly rose to over 8 feet within an hour.
Verde Valley Fire Chief Daniel Johnson says he's concerned more storms will impact the search. Some of the teen's belongings have been found. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
The Great Salt Lake is officially at its lowest level on record. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the details.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the southern tip of the Great Salt Lake has recorded its lowest level on record. That record dates back to 1847. The previous record low was actually set in 1963. The USGS expects the level of the lake to continue to drop throughout the summer. The biggest cause is, of course, the current drought. Though the levels have been dropping for years, the highest recorded level was more than 20 feet higher than this week's new low. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
The air quality is unhealthy for everyone along the Wasatch Front, but when will the smoke go away? KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more. Heather?
Amanda, the smoke is expected to stick around the northern Utah valleys through tomorrow. A majority of neighborhoods now have air quality considered unhealthy for sensitive groups, and almost a quarter of areas from Provo to Salt Lake City and most of Heber and Park City are now in the red danger zone for everyone. KSL-TV meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke says winds are expected to change tomorrow evening and blow out most of the smoke we're seeing from California and Nevada wildfires. Until then, doctors are advising people to stay indoors and limit your activity outside. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. There is a renewed push to get more Americans vaccinated against COVID-19 as soon as possible. The message seems to be getting through.
According to the White House, about 790,000 vaccine doses were given over a 24-hour period this weekend, the most in 3 weeks. And the seven-day average of new vaccinations is up 28%.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting. The state of Missouri is expected to go to court today to block St. Louis City and County from reinstituting a mask mandate. We get more from ABC's Kent Martin.
COVID-19 case numbers and deaths have begun to surge again in Missouri, where weekly case averages have returned to their highest levels since January. Southwest Missouri in particular is one of the nation's coronavirus hotspots. St. Louis City and St. Louis County officials have declared an indoor mask mandate begins this week. And immediately after that announcement, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, a Republican who's also running for the GOP nomination for Senate, has announced he will go to court to block the mandate. Schmidt says it's up to Missourians, not the government, to decide for themselves whether to wear a mask. Kent Martin, ABC News, St. Louis.
France is working on creating new COVID-19 restrictions. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has the latest now from Paris.
France's parliament approving a new law that will require restaurant goers and domestic travelers to show special COVID-19 passes, showing they've been vaccinated or recently tested negative for the virus. The law will also require all healthcare workers to get their shots. A government spokesman says the move isn't meant to stigmatize those who are reluctant to get their vaccines, but rather to protect vulnerable people. This comes as the government declared the nation has officially entered a fourth wave of the pandemic. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. Paris.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.